The thoughts that the Lord has been bringing to my heart this evening have been on the word time, T-I-M-E. And many people do not realize that their time is short upon this earth. But we're thankful that there is a person, an eternal God, that desires that we give our hearts to Him before it is too late. Yes. It says in Revelation chapter 10 and verse 1, "And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot on the earth, and cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices." Verse 5. "And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer." You know, the day is coming when we're going to hear a cry saying that there is time no longer. Yes. This angel clothed with the rainbow represents this evening light reformation. The ministers that God raised up in the 1880s, praise the Lord. And they came out crying out, amen, holding the little book in their hand, praise the Lord. Glory to God, hallelujah. The book is called the Bible. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Time no longer. There should be time no longer. Let's go over to, praise the Lord, first, second epistle of Peter. Second epistle of Peter, chapter 3, verse 9. "The Lord is not slack concerning His promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to their repentance." Verse 10, "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also, and the works that are therein shall be burned." Verse 11, "Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness?" Versículo 11, "Puesto que todas estas cosas han de ser desechas, ¿cómo no debéis vosotros andar en santa y piadosa manera de vivir?" Verse 12, "Looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of the Lord of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat." Verse 13, "Nevertheless, we according to His promise look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness." Pero nosotros esperamos según sus promesas, cielos nuevos y amen. Tierra nueva, en los cuales mora la vida. Hallelujah. Amen. I appreciate God's long suffering with us.
Yo aprecio mucho la misericordia de Dios.
He's not willing that any should perish,
Él no está dispuesto que ninguno perezca,
but that all should come to repentance. But if we wait too long, the day is coming when this earth, your car, your house, your bicycle, the bus system, your money in the bank, your clothing, your shoes will all be burned up.
Amen.
So don't put your confidence in that.
Amen.
Don't let any of those things hold you back. It's all going to be burned up crispy fried. Amen? Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Do you understand what this is saying? That this earth, the government, everything that we see with our eyes in this earth is going to be burned up, and there shall be time no longer.
Amen.
Let's go over to Genesis. We read in Genesis of a righteous man named Noah. It says in chapter 6, verse 5, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of the heart was only evil continually. Verse 6, and it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and he grieved him at his heart. Amen. Yes, amen. Verse 7, and the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I have made them. Amen. Yes, amen. Verses 8 and 9, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. Verse 12, and God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end, I want you to take note there, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them, mankind, Amen. With the earth. Amen. I want us to notice in this chapter that God, after Noah entered the ark, God gave them 7 more days to repent. From the time that Noah started building the ark, it tells us in chapter 5, verse 32, and Noah was 500 years old. Noé tenía 500 años cuando él entró en el arca. And then it tells us over in Genesis 7, verse 6. And Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters was upon the earth. You can do the math, take away 500 from 600. Y dice 100. Quedamos con 100, ¿verdad? Sí. So then if this happened, when God came to Noah, he already had the 3 sons and they had their wives. So let's just assume, presumir, que Dios, that God, praise the Lord,
Amen.
That Noah had sons that were around 20 years old. So take away 20 from 100. Leaves us with 80 years, right? It could be that Noah was building the ark for 80 years. It could be, right? So it tells us in the New Testament, I didn't look it up, but it tells us that Noah was a preacher of righteousness.
Amen.
Amen. So let's just assume that he preached for 80 years while he was building the ark. Aren't 80 years a lot of time?
Amen.
Do you not think that 80 years is enough time to repent and enter the ark? But I'm here to tell you tonight that you could possibly wait up to 80 years and never repent.
Amen.
And never enter the New Testament ark. Which is who? Jesus said, I am the door. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father except by me. Amen. So I'm here to tell you tonight, don't use the excuse that you need more time. These people, very possibly, notice I say very possibly, could have waited 80 years before they entered the ark. And it still wasn't enough time to make up their minds and to repent, because it was only Noah and his family, 8 souls, that were saved. Let's look at the verses that speak about the 7 days. Amen. Praise the Lord. That would be in Genesis 7, verse 10. And it came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth. Praise the Lord. It says also in 7, verse 4. For yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and every living substance that I have made will I destroy him off of the face of the earth. So if we put these verses together, it appears that after Noah entered the ark, God left the door open 7 more days before it started to rain. After 7 days, and it tells us in verse 16, we are in Genesis 7:16. And they that went in male and female of flesh as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. Notice that it was God that shut the door.
Yes.
It wasn't Noah that decided when to shut the door. We as the ministers of God do not decide when your time is up. God is going to decide when to shut your door opportunity. I, as a minister of the Lord, as well as Noah, did not know how long God would leave the door open.
That's right.
Amen.
But he did tell him a little bit before. So I do not doubt that Noah was preaching from inside the ark, outside, maybe standing inside the door saying, get in here before it's too late. Because the New Testament tells us that he was a preacher of righteousness.
Amen.
I remember when I was growing up, I had an irresponsible father, dad.
Yo tenía un padre que
He was a part of the mafia.
Era parte de la mafia.
He was a drug trafficker. He would travel from here to Mexico and purchase drugs and sell them. And when it went well with him, he would purchase a lot of furniture, new furniture. I remember one time him purchasing refrigerator and couches. And he left for 3 months. And he didn't show up for those 3 months. My mother was not working. And they called her saying that they were going to give her a grace period to come and pay on the sofas, new sofas in the refrigerator, or they would repossess them. And sure enough, they gave her a grace period. I don't remember if it was 2 weeks. And they sure enough came and took away the new sofas, sofa set, and the refrigerator. Amen. And that's the way the Lord is. He is giving us a grace period. We're living in the days of grace.
Amen.
We could say, spiritually speaking, we're living in those 7 days.
Yes.
When the ark, the door of the ark is now wide open.
Yes.
That we are living in the days of grace.
Yes.
Let's take opportunity. Let's take advantage of it.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Before it's too late.
Amen.
There's a song that says, one day too late, many will wait, stand knocking outside of the door, and Jesus will say, the door is now shut, it's too late. Amen. Praise the Lord, glory to God. One day Jesus is coming to repossess your soul. If you have not paid the price, if you have not entered the door, the door of grace, saving grace, you will be repossessed and cast into the lake of fire when Jesus comes back, or cast into hell if you die before Jesus comes back. Your soul will. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Can you just imagine Noah preaching? And nobody paying attention. Laughing at him. Scorning him. And saying, it's not true. We've never seen it rain before. Because remember, when God created the earth, it appears that it did not rain down in droplets of rain from heaven. A dew would cover the earth and water the earth with the dew. And so it's very possible that they had never seen rain come down from heaven before. So they knew with a little few droplets of dew it could not drown the whole world. So it was easy to not believe. It was something that had never seen happen before. But God caused it to rain down. He caused the fountains of water from underneath the ground to explode up, shoot up. So you can see how quickly the earth would have been covered with water. And I can just picture the people now they're beginning to believe. Here's the water level rising. And it's rising and it's rising. And they're beginning to float a little bit. They're beginning to swim towards the ark. And trying to grab a hold on to the ark. And they can't grab a hold of it and they're slipping. Noah, please have mercy. Open the door, please. We believe you now. We believe you now. Oh, have mercy on us, Noah. Have mercy on our children. Do it for our children, mother, she can't swim. Oh, have mercy on us, Noah. Oh, God in heaven, have mercy on us. But Noah did not shut the door, so he could not reopen it.
Amen.
Right now, it is not too late. The door is right open. Do you not believe that Jesus is coming back again? He's coming back again if you are not in the ark in Jesus Christ. This time it will not be water that's going to be coming down. It is going to be fire. He's coming with vengeance. To pay with tribulation. Those that have not obeyed the gospel. Those that do not believe what we are preaching. Those that are making fun and saying, I don't believe it. But if you wait too long to believe, it's going to be late. It's going to be too late. One day too late. Many shall stand outside the door saying, open up to us. But Jesus will cry out from inside. The door is now shut.
Amen.
It's too late.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Do not wait until it's too late. The door is open. The invitation is here tonight. The door is open to you. Believe. It's true. It's going to happen. Now, you might say, well, I don't believe Jesus is coming back until 50 more years. I have 50 years, maybe. But how do you know that you might not die before Jesus comes back?
Amen. That's right.
It's true, Jesus might come back in 10 years. It's true, Jesus might come back in a year. But what if you die before that year?
Amen.
And you do not decide to give your life to the Lord? Amen. Let's go to Genesis 47. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Who says glory to God?
Glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
Yes,
Genesis 47:29. And the time drew nigh that Israel must die. Do you know that the time is drawing nigh when you must die? Some people die as babies. Some die as teenagers.
Amen.
Some die as in their 20s.
Amen.
Some die in the ripe age of 80, 90, 100.
Right.
You don't know what age you're going to reach up to.
Right.
One day the Lord it's going to be written about you and the time of, put your name in it, drew nigh that you must die.
Amen.
The time is going to come, it's going to draw nigh that you must die.
Amen.
Let's go over to Genesis 49:33. It says, and when Jacob had made an end of commanding his sons, he gathered up his feet into the bed and yielded up the ghost, and was gathered unto his people. That's Genesis 49:33. Amen. Yes. Notice that the time came when he died, and he yielded up the ghost. Su alma. Amen. I would like to tell you about my father. When I was almost to turn 17 years old, my father hardly showed me any affection. But at this time, just before I had my birthday, my 17th year birthday, he came up to me and put his arm around me and on my shoulder and said, son, I'm proud of you. He was 39 years old. And so I did not know that that was the last time I was going to see him. He left for the weekend and he went to a dance one day with family members that played in bands. Que tocaban música. And so the next morning, the police came knocking at our door. Say, Mrs. Sanchez, are you here? My mother, wringing her hands, went to the door and answered the door. And she was very nervous. And the policeman said, Mrs. Sanchez, sit down. I'd like to get you some water. And right away she said, it's my husband Tony, isn't it? It's my husband Tony. And they gave her the water. And we were in bed still. And we heard from the room. And so I was relieved that my dad had died, believe it or not, because he sold drugs. Relajado. Lo amaba. I loved him. And it was harming our family. But it was a very sad time. What later on we found out that he was drunk and driving the pickup truck along with two cousins in the side of the pickup truck. He was drunk and he was driving and he obviously became drowsy. He almost fell asleep. We don't know what really happened. But we suppose that this happened. That he drove off and he found himself in the wrong lane. And he tried to overcorrect it quickly and he did not have a seatbelt on. And the truck rolled over. And because he didn't have his seatbelt on, he fell out the front windshield. Los parabrisas. And so he se salió por enfrente de los parabrisas. And so the two men that were inside of the pickup truck, his cousins, they only rolled out inside. They didn't fall out. But after the accident, they crawled out of the pickup truck. And the pickup truck had rolled over my dad. Lo había apachurrado. And they heard him take his last gasp of air. He went like this. And he saw así. And he died. My dad did not know that at age 39, after he talked to me, that he would soon be dying. Llegó el tiempo de su muerte. And y no estaba preparado. The time of his death came and he was not ready. Do you know that you do not know when you're going to die? You could leave here tonight. That pickup or that vehicle that brought you here could be involved in an accident. And you could pass from earth into eternity. Are you prepared? Are you ready? The same thing happened to my brother Johnny. My dad influenced my brother Johnny. Influenced. And he started selling drugs with him from a young boy. He went through a horrible time as a teenager. In trouble with the police and in and out of jail. And he had many accidents in the vehicle. At age 31, my brother Johnny decided that he had had it and he gave his life to the Lord. And he lived a Christian life faithfully for about 6-7 years. But his wife and he started having problems in their marriage and they were separated. They became discouraged in serving the Lord. He had gotten rid of his television. He had quit doing all drugs, and they were having the worship services in their home. He was doing really good, and he had a living relationship with the Lord. But after his wife quit coming to services and they got they were separated, he became discouraged and quit serving the Lord. Lo dejó. Él se desanimó y dejó de asistir los cultos y dejó de servir al Señor. I begged him and I pleaded with him that he should give his life to the Lord again and repent. And he was so cold and so bitter that he didn't. He decided to go visit my sister in Mexico. He went on a 3-day drinking binge. And mixed it with drugs. The next day, my niece went into the room to wake him up where he was asleep. And she was shocked. Because he was already cold and stiff. When they did the autopsy, they found out that he had mixed drugs with alcohol and his lungs had filled up with water. Alcohol. Pulmones. He was asleep when this happened. He couldn't have planned to repent. The lungs filled up with water and he basically drowned in his own liquids. You don't know when you're going to die. When you die, you might not have an opportunity to repent. You could die in your sleep. You could die unconscious. May the Lord help you to repent. The name of, praise the Lord, the name of Israel in Genesis, it means he that prevaileth with the Lord. El quien prevalece con el Señor significa el nombre de Israel. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 55 through 58. I'm going to read it. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
Ya que el aguijón de la muerte es el pecado y el poder del pecado la ley. Mas gracias sean dadas a Dios que nos da la victoria por medio de nuestro Señor Jesucristo. Así que, hermanos míos amados, estar firmes y constantes, creciendo en la obra.
Amén. Gloria a Dios.
Sabiendo que vuestro Aleluya. Trabajo en el Señor no es en vano.
Amén. Notice that it says, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory?
Note como dice, O muerte, ¿dónde está tu aguijón? Y sepulcro tu victoria.
It says the sting of death is sin.
Así que el aguijón de la muerte es el pecado.
The thing that is going to sting you at death is going to be your unrepented sin.
Amen.
That's what's going to hurt. La cosa que les va a picar, el aguijón que les va a picar en el tiempo de su muerte va a ser el aguijón de su pecado, no arrepentido. Amén. Gloria a Dios. I'd like to tell two stories. One is about a missionary that went to Mexico. And his companion missionary that was with him in the missionary work wanted to play a prank on him. Hacer una broma con él. And so he brought in a scorpion. There's these black scorpions in Mexico that if they sting you, you can possibly die. And he had it in his hand and he said to the visiting missionary that was new to Mexico, here, take it in your hand. And the missionary said, no, you're crazy. That's a black scorpion. I'll die if it stings me. He says, no, go ahead, take it in your hand. And the native Mexican started laughing. Nativo. And he said, don't worry, it can't sting you. I've cut off the stinger. At the end of the tail is where the stinger is at. Punta. And he had cut it off. Do you know what Jesus came to do? His life and his death on the cross. And 3 days leaving an empty tomb, resurrected.
Amen.
He came to cut off the stinger, the hurt, the worry out of our death.
Amen.
Because every person that has not repented of their sin, they're expecting to be stung at death. The eternal punishment of God.
Castigo eterno de Dios.
But if you and I repent and put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ,
Amen.
Show remorse and sorrow for our sins, and turn to the Lord, ask Him to wash you in His blood, and ask Him to forgive you of your sins, He will forgive you. He's merciful, He's kind, He's loving, He's waiting for you to do that. Do you believe that Jesus, in your experience, wants to cut off the stinger of death? He wants to do it for you tonight. So that you can walk out of this building tonight and go, woo, praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm not afraid of dying anymore.
Amen.
Because I'm in Christ Jesus. I have no more condemnation.
Amen.
Jesus has taken away the guilt of my sin.
Amen.
He's cut off the stinger off of the scorpion.
Yes.
That wants to sting me.
Yes.
And throw me into the hellfire. And experience an eternal death.
Yes.
In my soul, throughout eternity, but yet I will be alive,
yes.
Feeling, experiencing the pain, and it will never end.
Yes.
It will be through the ages of eternity.
Amen.
Ah! that. Oh, when did I commit adultery? I wish I had repented before. Oh, this hurts so much. I can't take it anymore. It hurts so much. Duele tanto. Ay, me hubiera arrepentido de mi pecado, de mi adulterio. Ay, ¿por qué mentí tanto? Ay, qué dolor. Ay, quisiera poder salir de ese lugar. Pero ya no habrá oportunidad. ¿Me están entendiendo, hermanos? I'd like to tell another story. De un papá y su hijo, a child and his son. The dad and the son were out in the garden. And there was a honeybee flying around. And the little boy was afraid of the honeybee because he knew that it had a stinger and it stung. And so he was like really afraid. No, daddy, it's going to get me. No, daddy, protect me. It's trying to get me, daddy. I'm afraid. And so the dad went like this and grabbed it with his hand. The honeybee in his hand. And then in a few seconds, he opened his hand and let go of it. And it started flying around again. And the boy went, oh, no, daddy, he's trying to get me. No, he wants to sting me. And the dad said, no, don't worry anymore. It can't do anything to you anymore. Look in my hand. And there was a stinger, the point of the tail. It was stuck in the dad's hand. And the dad took the sting for the child. And you know that after a bee stings with its tail, it'll die shortly after, but it cannot sting again twice. It only has one stinger. Woo! Praise the Lord! Glory to God! Do you understand what Jesus has done for you and me?
Amen.
We don't need to fear dying. If we have repented,
Amen.
Been washed in the blood,
yes.
Made a new creation in Christ, been born again,
Amen.
Because there's someone named Jesus who took the sting of death for us.
Amen.
He bore it in his body. And because he has the stinger in him, he bore upon his own body,
Amen.
The sins of us all.
Right.
And therefore you and I can get up from here tonight,
yes.
Walk out this door without a fear of getting shot,
yes.
Without a fear of being in an accident,
yes.
Without a fear if I have a heart attack, if I die and drop dead right now.
Yes.
I don't have to worry.
Amen.
Woo! Praise the Lord, because Jesus,
Amen.
Has taken the stinger in his own body.
That's right.
He bore our sins upon the cross of Calvary.
Amen.
But it won't do you any good that he did it. If you do not repent,
Amen.
And place your faith in him right now tonight.
Right.
Come to the altar tonight. Kneel down right there by your chair and call somebody,
Amen.
To pray with you.
Yes.
Cry unto the Lord.
Yes.
Like they might have been crying,
yes.
In the day of Noah.
Yes.
Oh Lord, save me. It's still not too late. The door of the ark is still open.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Right.
There's hope.
Yes.
There's an opportunity for me tonight. It's not too late. Praise the Lord. Glory to God.
Amen.
Do you understand what Jesus has done for you?
Yes.
He took the sting of death away.
Amen.
Oh death, where is thy sting? Oh grave. Oh sepulcro, donde está tu victoria? Oh grave, where is thy victory? Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I'm so thankful for my older brother Jesus, who took the blame for me. And took this thing out of death.
Amen.
That's why we Christians do not live a life full of worry. Oh, I have cancer. I have to run to the doctor. Because I just can't suffer. I can't handle it. I can't face death. I can't die right now. I say, woo, praise the Lord. If I die tonight, I believe God's promise. Like it was given to the man on the cross that defended Jesus. Jesus told him, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Do you believe that? If you drop dead tonight, if you're shot, if you're strangled, if you're in an accident, if you drown, if you die of an illness, today, and you die, today, thou shalt be with me in paradise. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. That's why we're not afraid to die, saints. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Let's go over to Psalms 32 and verse 5. Psalm 32, verse 5, it says, I acknowledge my sin, praise the Lord, unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin, Selah. Selah. Verse 6 says, for this shall every man that is godly pray unto thee in a time, when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. Says in Matthew 5, blessed are they which hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Bienaventurados son aquellos que tienen hambre y sed de justicia, porque serán saciados. Amén. Gloria a Dios. A person that is hungry and thirsting after righteousness will cry to God at the right time. Because they're hungry.
Amen.
Have you ever been hungry?
Yeah.
And you just have to go get something to eat. It doesn't matter where it is. You're hungry. You want to eat something right now.
Amen.
When your soul is hungry.
Hambre,
hungry and thirsting.
Sed,
after righteousness.
Amen.
We're going to cry to Jesus.
Right.
Amen. And Jesus is going to satisfy our soul.
Amen.
With salvation.
Amen.
And he's going to forgive our sins because he's faithful. We can believe it.
Amen.
Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Acts 3:19. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing, woo, praise the Lord, shall come from the presence of the Lord. Acts 3:19. Verse 20, and he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you.
Acts 3:19 and 20.
We can repent right now and be converted.
Amen.
And the Lord is going to send times of refreshing. Have you ever been outside sweaty and working in the sun and you've been able to go to the shower, al baño, and the water comes down and you feel refreshed again? All that mess is washed away and you start singing and you get out clean, squeaky clean. You feel better and refreshed. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus wants to do that for you right now.
That's right. That's right.
He wants to wash away all the grime.
Amen.
All of the sin.
Amen.
From our souls.
Right.
So we can go out of that shower, the shower of the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
The shower of the Word of God. There's like living water.
Amen.
You're going to come out squeaky clean.
Yes.
Refreshed.
That's right.
Encouraged. With new strength.
Yes.
And with a song of praise in your heart.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. The times of refreshing. Hoy, today can be the time of refreshing for you.
Amen.
Gloria a Dios. Glory to God.
Amen.
Psalms 56 and verse 3. Psalm 56, verse 3. 56, 3. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee, in God. What time I'm afraid. Do you find yourself being fearful? With the economy getting bad. You're getting older. Your health is going down the drain. You're tempted to run to the doctor. You're tempted to take that medicine. You're tempted to do that surgery. But you stand firm.
Amen.
You say, what time I'm afraid, I will trust in thee.
Amen.
There are times in our life when we're going to be afraid. Many fears come into our lives. But thanks the Lord. Thanks be unto the Lord. That what time I am afraid,
yes,
I will trust in the Lord.
Amen.
It's time for you to start trusting in the Lord.
Amen.
It's time to throw out that fear, cast it far away from you, and rebuke it with the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Repréndelo con la sangre de Cristo. Mark chapter 5, verse 25. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. Verse 27, when she had heard of Jesus, came in behind the press and touched his garment. Verse 28, for she said, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be made whole. Verse 29, and straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up and she felt her in her body that she was healed of that plague. That was Mark 5, 25 through 29. Habla de una señora que tuvo una flujo de sangre, tuvo fe para ir a tocar el borde del manto de Jesús, inmediatamente fue sanada. Amén. Ella tenía este problema por 12 años. She had this problem for 12 years. You might have a problem for 12 years. Many years. Many problems. A tangled up life. And you might think, there's no hope of ever changing this. It's too tangled up. I've done too much against the Lord. This woman had an illness in her body. She had a problem for 12 years. The doctors were not the solution. She had spent all the money she had. And yet was not better but got worse. Don't put your confidence in the doctors. You may get worse. And not better. And end up with no money. It doesn't matter what the amount of time is that you've had any problem. It doesn't matter the amount of time that you've been living in sin. You can repent tonight.
Amen.
You can come behind Jesus. Don't worry about all the people trying to block you. That crowd was there. She could have used the excuse. There are just too many people on the way. I can't get to Jesus. And I've lost blood for all these years. I'm anemic. And I don't have the strength to go to Jesus. But she did it anyway.
Amen.
She was able to conquer all obstacles.
Amen.
Why? Because she had faith.
Amen.
And it says in the epistle of John that it is our faith that gains the victory over the world. Praise the Lord. Don't be afraid tonight to go with your problem to Jesus, even if it's been more than 12 years. The amount of time doesn't matter. What matters is, do you have faith? Do you believe that Jesus is still the same tonight, like He was in the day of that woman? And that if you come behind Him and touch Him, you can't touch Him physically, but through your prayer right there where you're sitting down, or coming here to the altar and kneeling down by faith, you can touch the heart of Jesus. And if you touch Him with real faith, really believing in Him, you can have faith, you can believe that He's going to heal you of whatever problem you have. Praise the Lord. It's not too late. The amount of time that you've been living that way does not matter. It's not a problem for Jesus. It's okay. He can still heal you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God. Let's go to Luke 13, verse 11. Luke 13, verse 11. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. And it says in verse 12, and when Jesus saw her, He called her to Him and said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thine iniquity. And He laid His hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Aquí nos cuenta de una señora que por 18 años estaba así doblada para abajo, 18 años con esta enfermedad y no podía caminar derecho así. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
And it says that Jesus laid His hands on her and immediately she was made straight and glorified God.
Yes.
Nos dice esa escritura que Jesús la tocó, le puso sus manos, inmediatamente se enderezó y glorificó a Dios. 18 años, 18 years she was with this problem.
That's right.
18 years is not too much for Jesus.
Amen.
It's not too much time for Jesus.
Right.
For you to have a problem. Whatever that problem might be. The time doesn't matter. How long you've been bearing that problem. Even if it's been 18 years. If you believe and you allow Jesus to come near you. And to place His loving arms around you. Allow Him to lay His hands on you. And in His healing embrace. You will be healed. Run to Jesus' arms right now.
Amen.
Let Him embrace you. Let Him put His divine hands on you. And you've been walking around seeing everything negatively. Because you can only look down. You have not been able to look up to Jesus. You haven't been able to see anything positive. Everything is negative. You're a complainer. A murmur. But He can change that. He can change your murmuring, complaining spirit. To a spirit that looks up,
amen.
Sees the positive things,
yes.
And instead of murmuring and complaining,
amen.
Looking down in sadness and hopelessness, you'll be lifted up to look up.
Amen.
And you're going to see all the blessings of the Lord.
Amen.
And you're going to start praising Him and glorify Him as she did. He can heal you tonight, spiritually and in your body. Praise be unto the Lord.
Amen.
One last verse.
Versículo.
Let's go to Hebrews chapter 3, verse 15. Hebrews 3:15. While it is said today, if ye will hear His voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation. It also says in Hebrews 4:7. In Hebrews 4:7. Again, He limiteth a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your hearts. The first was Hebrews 3, 15. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Amen. And the second verse was Hebrews 4, 7. Amen. Praise the Lord. It says, today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your hearts. There's a certain incident that took place some years back. A woman had gotten into her car at night, and she was heading home from her work. And she got on the interstate and was driving down the interstate. And all of a sudden, a trucker started honking at her behind her. And he started getting real close to her, near her bumper, and honking and honking at her. And she thought, oh, how rude! And so she sped up and drove a little bit faster. And so he sped up and went after her and kept on honking at her and blinking the high beam lights and the low beam lights of the vehicle. Finally, she got so nervous that she lost control of the vehicle. And she spun off the side of the road. And the man in the 18-wheeler jumped out of the vehicle and ran towards the car. And he went running towards her, and she said, "He's going to kill me, he's going to kill me. What do I do, what do I do?" And he ran to the back door, not where she was sitting, but the back door behind her, the passenger seat. Abrió la puerta del carro de atrás. And to her surprise, he pulled out a man holding a knife. And he started beating him and knocking him to the ground. Today, if you will hear my voice, harden not your hearts as in the day of provocation.
Amen.
Do you get the picture? She thought that the man that was warning her behind her que el hombre que estaba detrás de ella le estaba dando advertencia. So all of a sudden, instead of being bitter and hard and hardening her heart against the man, en vez de estar enojado y amargo con el hombre por pitarle y hacerle esa advertencia, estaba contenta. Instead of hardening her heart against the man, she was happy for this man. But she was hardening her heart and she did not want to listen to him. She was trying to get as far away from him as she could. Do you find yourself doing that with the ministers of the Lord? With those Christians around you that are trying to warn you that there's someone in your heart that has a knife, a spiritual knife, and he's trying to kill you. He wants you to be cast into hell. His name is the devil, Satan. But the servants of the Lord, through the gospel message, are telling you today, don't harden your heart against the message.
Amen.
Repent.
Amen.
Cry unto the Lord. And you will be saved.
Amen.
Today, if you'll hearken unto the Lord and harden not your heart, the Lord is going to take those evil spirits out of you. Knock them to the ground. And you will be free from eternal damnation. If you do not harden your heart, the angel stood upon the water and the sea. The rainbow angel, el mar y la tierra, vestido de un arco iris. Eso, that represents the evening light ministry of the Church of God that God raised up in the 1800s. They have a little black book called the Bible. They read it to you. They preach to you out of it, telling you that very soon time shall be no longer.
Amen.
The door of the ark is open today. One day God is going to shut it. But I'm telling you right now, it's open right now.
Amen.
Come to the feet of Jesus right now.
Amen.
Do not wait as in the days of Noah.
Amen.
When they were very possibly shouting and screaming, Noah, have mercy! Open the door!
Yeah.
Scratching the door! But it was too late. It's not too late. Jesus said, I am the door. He gives you the invitation tonight.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God.